This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All praise and glory be to Allah. We thank Him and we seek His help and His guidance and His pleasure and His forgiveness and His protection from the evil whispers within ourselves and from the consequences of our evil deeds. For whomever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, none can ever lead astray, and whomever Allah leaves astray, none can ever guide. And we testify that no one is worthy of our worship and our devotion and our love and obedience in the absolute sense but Allah and Allah alone, without any partners, the true Supreme King, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in truth His Prophet and His servant and His messenger. My brothers and sisters, after last week's discussion on being vigilant about our tongues, what we say, and nowadays we can also say what we type, we ended with the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that reminded us that the less we see, the less we will say. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, amsik alayka lisanak wa liyasa'ka baytuk. Restrain your tongue and let your home be enough for you. And let your home be enough for you. I want to expand on this second half of the hadith, or second of three legs of the hadith, because he said, restrain your tongue, let your home be enough for you, and weep over your sins. So what does it mean, and why is it so wise to let your home be enough for you? Because if your home will not be enough for you, enough of a source of comfort, enough of a preoccupation, then nothing will be. Allah Azza wa Jal created us, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا, and He created for you, made available for you out of your homes, a place of tranquility, a place of comfort. So if you don't have it at home, then you will not have it. There is a certain degree of sakina that will only come with a meaningful relationship with Allah. But there is also a worldly tranquility that helps you along life in all of what that means. And so if you are having the worst day in the world, but your home is a source of comfort for you, you say, it's a countdown, I'll be home soon. And if your home is not a source of comfort for you, then no matter how good your day is, it doesn't really matter, because what? You're dreading that you're about to go home. And so making our homes a source of comfort for us is what he was telling us here, alayhi salatu wassalam. Because he didn't just say, hold your tongue and stay at home. He said, وَلِيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. Wus' is width, to be wide, right? He said, make your home wide enough for you. What does that mean? It doesn't mean widen the halls and the hallways and the rooms and ceiling and bigger windows and renovation. It's not what's meant. It's meant make yourself comfortable at home. Be comfortable at home. Learn and choose to make your home your source of comfort. You know, when clothes are tight, you're not comfortable, and so you move away from them. You take them off and you get rid of them. Likewise, when a person feels that their house is tight, they don't want to be at home, and so they gravitate away from the home. You say, I don't want to be there. My home is the worst, right? And you find things to do outside of the home. You don't see it worth it to be at home. And you look at other people's homes and say, oh, the grass is, you know, so nice on the other side. The grass is always greener on the other side. But as a wise person said, the grass is greener where you water it. It's not actually greener on the other side. And so that is what the Prophet ﷺ is telling you. Water your grass. Get comfortable at home. You know, it may not be natural for us, because of so many different reasons. We don't want to turn the khutbah into like a psychology analysis, a psychological, you know, evaluation. But we are not comfortable at home, a lot of us. You know, many times when a woman, for example, volunteers to leave the house, I'm not talking about those driven by their circumstances, volunteers to spend so much time outside. Why is that? Because she doesn't see value, she doesn't find peace in being at home. She doesn't see value, for example, in being a mother. Being value, for example, in doing anything but putting food on the table like everyone else, right? Like her husband should be doing. But the Quran tells us, no, you should find value in this. Don't depreciate this. This is a humongous sacrifice. That's why the Quran celebrates motherhood. It's a lifelong sacrifice that's so important. When she doesn't see it like that, she moves away from the home. She feels like this is a worthless life. Likewise, you know, Asma bint Sakan, radiallahu ta'ala anha, al-Ansari, she came and said, Ya Rasulallah, we're sitting at home. And the men get to go outside, pray five prayers with you in the masjid. They do hajj and umrah, they perform jihad. And we're stuck taking care of their houses, stuck taking care of their families. He said to her, you doing that gets you the reward of all they are doing outside. She said, all of it? He said, all of it. And she went back and told the women. Notice, she's not saying I have no value except, you know, in making money. She's looking for equal opportunity at earning Allah's pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once she had that, she was content. She was content with being at home. Many women don't have this. And so much is lost. Why is it an equal reward? Because her being at home is so important to the stability of society, stability of families, that can't be without the woman being the one that keeps the house together. She can do a job that no one can do as good as her. But likewise, there are many times when men also, they volunteer unnecessarily to be outside of the house. You get an extra job, and then another, a third one, and another entrepreneurship opportunity. Sometimes it's worse than that. It's, you know, hang out. And then when they are told, why aren't you spending time with your family? Your family needs you. Why aren't you at home? Say, oh, listen, I'm doing my job. I'm feeding, giving drink, I'm paying rent. What more do you want? A brother said that once, and a friend of mine who was sitting there, he couldn't help but blurt out. He told him, listen, with all due respect, food, drink, shelter, Islamically, if you owned a cow, you have to do that. Your family is not cattle. They're not a herd. They require much more than you. That's part of your duty, right? And so to unnecessarily be outside, to not be content with your home, this is a humongous problem that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, you need to work against it. You need to sit there and understand your family. You need to sit there and tend to your family. So many times talents are buried because we don't notice them. You know, vulnerability, certain weaknesses our family members have, they are neglected. So many preventions could have been made so that we don't have to worry about the cures. So many times we don't realize that we are just finding a reason to not invest in our homes as such a trick from shaitan. You know, I know a family counselor that a man brought to him, this counselor, his daughter. The man and the daughter came, and he's complaining about his daughter because she's being a rebel. He thinks without a cause, without justification. He says, I did everything for her. I feed her, I give her the best clothes. She asks for anything, I give it to her. I put her to the best college, I bought her this, I did that. And the girl, perhaps she never had a chance to say this before, she blurted out, she said, I didn't want any of this. I wanted a father. I wanted my dad. And I've mentioned to you before, many times, that so many times girls in particular, they have an ethical meltdown in their teenage years, in their young adult life. They receive one compliment and they lose all their sense of prudence, their wisdom altogether. Why? A big reason is because they never heard compliments from their father. So the first man to do it was outside, and so it made them forget everything they've ever been taught. It was that valuable to them. Very preventable. And so the Prophet ﷺ is telling us here, لِيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. Widen your house for yourself. Get comfortable being at home. I know it's not natural. It's okay. You'll get over it. The Prophet ﷺ is not telling you to do something impossible. He never does. When he tells you to do it, that means it's possible. You know, when you're used to being in the dark and the lights get turned on, it's not comfortable. That doesn't mean the light is a bad thing. Just give yourself some time to get yourself comfortable. It's for your own good anyway. You know, it's for your own good to have a happy family. It's for your own good to have peace at home, because you're not going to find it anywhere else. Give yourself a chance to notice things, to appreciate things, to fix things in the right way. Like when the Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh Aisha, I know when you're upset and I know when you're pleased. When you're upset with me, you say, I swear by the Lord of Ibrahim. When you're pleased with me, you say, I swear by the Lord of Muhammad." She appreciated him noticing, right? Before the big problems happened, she appreciated this, that he studied his wife. You know, many times people say, "I never saw this coming." But whose fault is that? Many a times it is our fault. When you didn't see it coming, you didn't invest in your husband, didn't invest in your wife, you didn't invest in your kids to study them the way shaitan was studying them. So she appreciated this, Aisha, and she said back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "La ahjuru illa ismak." When I do that, I'm only skipping the use of your name, meaning you're still in my heart. I'm just using Ibrahim alayhi salam's name because I'm irritated. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. And so before we leave this khutbah, just appreciate why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم not tied staying at home with holding your tongue. That was last week's khutbah. But why he used the term وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, let your home, make your home wide enough for you. He didn't say stay home. That's not what's meant. You know, some people, when out of like a demand or on the back end of a fight, they say, okay, fine, I'll spend more time at home. And the way they are at home, the way they stay home, makes the people at home wish they would leave. Like, oh, not smiling, always objecting, finding something to pick on, looking to start a fight. We just dread the moment that he comes home. Don't be that person. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, throughout his beautiful example, throughout his beautiful tradition and sunnah, he showed us how. He showed us so many ways how. He taught us, for example, to look at those that don't have what we have. That's a part of his sunnah. So you appreciate what you have of family. You know, being content is huge. Like, we think always contentment means the money I have, the class of living that I get, the quality of my life. Being content, this is my qadr at the end of the day, right? Being content with your spouse, being content with your kids, that they are a certain something. And then focusing, so focus on what you have, the positives. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the other hadith, when one of you hates, you know, your spouse's quality, let them like another quality. So focus on the positives, look at those. And he also taught us, alayhi salatu wasalam, to look at the shallowness of this world, to look at the brevity of this world, to look at the poor quality, so that you're just, your standards are lower and you're able to make the best out of it. You know, subhanAllah, even, and this is just so powerful, I'll close with it, even in the private, intimate space between a husband and his wife, the Prophet ﷺ taught us this mechanism. He said, when one of you sees something that excites them, like see someone passing by and they are aroused, فَلْيَأْتِ أَهْلَهُ فَإِنَّ مَعَهَا مِثْلَ الَّذِي مَعَهَا. Let him just go home to his wife, because she has the exact same thing that she has. At the end of the day, when the excitement is extinguished, it's all the same, right? Not very different. So look at the shallowness of this dunya. Look at how brief it is. Look at all of these things so that you can be able to make your house wide enough for you. May Allah Azza wa Jal make our homes our place of sakina, tranquility and peace. May it be our sanctuary where we escape the stress of this world. May it be a means for us in moving forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our families on this straight path. May Allah make us better adherents of the example of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimina wal-muslimat, al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, al-ahya'i minhum warham al-amwat. Allahumma aghfir lana hazlana wa jiddana, wa khata'ana wa amdana, wa kullu thalika indana. Allahumma aj'al lana min buyutina sakanan. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik, wa ghnina bifadlika amman siwak. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيد الأبرار وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.